The Dream Tree, a book written by Stephen Cosgrove. This free podcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free podcasts at stephencosgrove.com. The Dream Tree. Farther than far, in the middle of a crystal sea, was a beautiful island called Serendipity. It was here that lived all the life-size creatures from your dreams and imagination. Unicorns, dragons, bunnies, and bears. But there were more here than bunnies and bears and unicorns and dragons. For in an old apple tree in the middle of the magical meadows lived the fuzzy caterpillars of Serendipity. In this tree, called the Dream Tree, they lived and played as life went by, or at least until they became a butterfly. It was on the limbs of the Dream Tree, hidden by summer's leaves, where a caterpillar named Patty lived. She was a typical fuzzy caterpillar with plenty of tickly feet and an antenna that twitched and twisted when her toes were being tickled. More than being ticklish, of which she was a lot, she was as curious could be. She wondered about this, and she wondered about that, and sometimes she even just wondered about wondering. She was a wonderful wanderer. It was the wondering that brought her to wonder about a ball of woven silk that hung by a silken thread from a branch of the Dream Tree. "Whatever could this be?" Patty wondered. "I have never seen such a thing. I wonder what it is." Her wondering was so strong she wiggled and squiggled back the way she came, seeking an answer to her wondering. She found her older sister, who was sweeping pollen from the leaves of the Dream Tree. "Dear sister," she said, "I am filled with such wondering. Today I found a silken ball, and I wonder what it is. And then I saw a butterfly, and I wondered where they came from. Won't you help me with my wonderings?" "Ah, little Patty," her sister said as she sat her upon a toadstool. "The silken ball you saw is called a cocoon. It was woven by a caterpillar such as you." "Such as me?" Patty asked in wonder. "Yes, such as you. When it's time, a caterpillar weaves a cocoon, slips inside, and dreams the dreams of the Dream Tree." "Wow! Then what happens?" wondered Patty. "When they wake, the caterpillars find they have changed into beautiful butterflies." "Oh, bug poop," laughed Patty. "You're just teasing me. Caterpillars don't turn into butterflies." "But it's true," said her sister, holding her tight. "Someday you and I will be butterflies too." Patty thought for a moment and then wondered out loud, "But then what's it like to be a butterfly?" Her sister just smiled, gave her a hug, and said, "Someday you will know, Patty. Someday you will know." Well, now Patty was filled with even more wondering, so she wiggled and squiggled down the branch to find the answer to her wonderings. "I know," she said brightly. "I will simply ask a butterfly what it's like to be a butterfly. Surely they will put an end to my wondering." She squiggled to the end of the branch and waited. And waited and waited and waited. She waited and wondered and then waited some more. And finally, after a long, long time, a butterfly fluttered by. "Excuse me," she said, "but could you tell me what it's like to be a butterfly?" And the butterfly smiled as a passing breeze began to lift her up and away from the Dream Tree. "Hey, you," Patty shouted, "don't just fly on by. Tell me what it's like to be a butterfly." From far, far above, the butterfly's whisper fluttered on the wind. "Someday you'll know, Patty. Someday you'll know." "Well, what a stuck-up old butterfly," she muttered as she wiggled away. "I wonder what I will know someday." Later, as she was napping on a branch of the Dream Tree, Patty had the most wonderful of dreams. She dreamed of the day that she became a butterfly, she would flutter back to the Dream Tree and tell all the caterpillars exactly what it felt like to be a butterfly. No caterpillars would ever have to wonder like she did. For weeks and weeks, Patty was nearly without wondering at all. Instead, she played every silly caterpillar game there was to play. She played Giggle and Skitter, Tickle My Tummy, and of course her favorite of favorite games, Hey Look, I'm Upside Down! And then one day, she felt a quivering, a shivering of her fuzzy fur all over. Oh my, she said, her eyes opened in wonder. It's time to go spin a cocoon. It's nearly time to be a butterfly. Hee hee, she laughed. Soon I'll be back to tell the caterpillars what it's like. With that, she found a branch, spun a cocoon, slipped inside, and fell fast asleep. And while she slept, she dreamed the dreams of the dream tree. And then it was truly like waking from a dream. One moment she was sound asleep, and the next she was a butterfly, wings all aflutter. I can't believe how wonderful this feels, she sighed as the wind beneath her wings began to lift her slowly off the tree. I know I should go tell the others, but how can I tell them? How would they ever understand? The sweet-scented summer breeze lifted her higher and higher. Up and up she flew, while below a small caterpillar called out, Excuse me, he said in a tiny voice, but I was wondering, what is it like to be a butterfly? And much to her own surprise, Patty answered, I answer as I am on my way to wherever the wind may blow, but I'm sorry to say I must tell you this day that someday, little caterpillar, you'll know. The Dream Tree, a serendipity book by Stephen Cosgrove. This free pod kidcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free pod kidcasts at stephencosgrove.com.